they're still going to be tested, but they're just reducing the number of maneuvers, which is currently 5 maneuvers in total, down to 2. It's either going to be a left reverse, a turn in the road, a parallel or bay park. The emergency stop's going to be getting changed, so they're only going to doing that 1 in every 3 tests apparently now from the 1st of July.
Aren't emergency stops
at the moment, the emergency stops on every test.
Aren't they pretty important?
But they are, but even in the UK, it's not very often the emergency stop's carried out. All instructors are still going to be teaching all these manoeuvres. It's not that we're not going to be teaching it, but they're not going to be doing them on tests, on every single test.
So there won't be this business of the instructor slapping their hand down on the...
Still do that, but they're only going to do it 1 in every 3 tests. And then with regards to, like I said, the manoeuvres, the examiner will just choose on the day which one they're going to get.
See and tell is an interesting one, because that may involve getting the bonnet up, right?
Show me, tell me.
Show me, tell me.
So the examiner, apparently they're going to start asking 2 questions. One will be with items under the bonnet. They could ask questions whilst on the test itself.
Under the bonnet, what
as in they'll lift the bonnet up and say...
Where's the oil going and that sort of thing?
Yeah, could you show me where you check the oil, or where you check the brake fluid, where you check the coolant. It could be things like that, and they're only going to ask 2 on every test. So one could be under the bonnet, one could be during the drive. The examiner might just say to you, when it's safe to do so, can you wash the front windscreen for me, or can you turn the fog lights on, or something like that.
I think one of the things you're keen on is getting more speed into this test, because generally it's in the area.
My personal views on it, I just think there's over the years there's been too much emphasis on manoeuvres, and I think there needs to be some out of town testing. Because there's no out-of-town testing. Yes, they do go into a 40 coming out of the test centre, but that's the maximum they're going to get. I think they should be going out of town, getting up to 50 mile an hour, and
future,
demonstrating that they can drive at them speeds.
In future, at Douglas, it will all be in 20 miles an
20,
hour.
So if the majority of the tests is going to be 20, then they're not getting much speed practice at all. At the end of the day, you can pass a test at the age of, 17 on the island, to then go, it's 16 on the island, but if you're 17, you can then go and get on the boat the same day as you pass your test, go and drive it to 70 mile an hour on a UK motorway, having never even been over 50 mile an hour. You don't often hear of any incidents happening around housing estates doing manoeuvres beyond people passing the test. You don't hear of people having an incident because they're doing a turn in the road or a left reverse. But where do most younger drivers, unfortunately, lose control is out on open roads, isn't it? They're not being tested on that.